Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Nastan aniva nijane go shabothya, nijane go shabothya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
music of the Altiplano from the band Malcu off their CD Mirror of the Andes. The name of the song, Lily, Melody of Time. Ashque, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we are honored to feature a conversation with an internationally respected Native leader, a Koja Indian from the Andes, Beatrice Schultes. Beatrice has been working since 1977 within the United Nations for the well-being of our planet and human rights for Indigenous peoples, women, and children. In 1992, Beatrice served as a special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Indigenous Issues for the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, more commonly known as the Rio Earth Summit. I had the honor to first meet Beatrice at UNCED, as well as at the Carioca Indigenous Peoples Earth Charter Parallel Summit in Brazil, which produced the Carioca Declaration and the Indigenous Peoples Earth Charter document. That document includes 109 points encompassing human rights in international law, lands and territories, biodiversity and conservation, development strategies, and culture, science, and intellectual property rights. Following the 1992 Earth Summit, Beatrice became director of the Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Charter, working at the Earth Council Secretariat in Costa Rica until last year, when the Indigenous Peoples Program was canceled during the reorganization of the Earth Charter Initiative. I was privileged to serve as a special advisor to Beatrice and the Earth Charter's Indigenous Peoples Program. Closing down the Indigenous Peoples Program is one of the most stupid mistakes and lack of insight of an otherwise important secretariat. To me, it is just another example of how Indigenous peoples' knowledge and wisdoms are not well respected in the world community. Beatrice Schultes is also a member of Radio for Peace International's International Board of Advisors, which I also am a member of. As many listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, I had the privilege from 1998 to 2002 to spend 4 months each year at the United Nations University for Peace, where both Radio for Peace International and the Earth Charter Secretariat are located. In those years, Beatrice and I learned much from each other. I am grateful for her knowledge, wisdom, and friendship. This conversation with Beatrice took place in Costa Rica in the year 2000. Please be advised that Beatrice's voice is a little quiet, so please listen carefully. We are now pleased to share my original interview with Beatrice Schultes. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitishi Native Center. Beatrice Schultes is a very fine and sincere person. She is concerned for the well-being of our planet and future generations. As director of the Indigenous Peoples Program at the International Environment Organization, Earth Council, she works for the concerns and rights of tribal peoples everywhere. Her work is one of the most dedicated voices for Native peoples. The Indigenous Peoples Program works to inform Indigenous peoples about the important mission of the Earth Council and to invite Native peoples to join in the important projects of the Earth Council. In particular, the Earth Charter process, and participation in each country's National Council for Sustainable Development, commonly known as the NCSDs. The UN Conference on Environment and Development Earth Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, produced the Rio Declaration, a statement of environmental and development principles, Agenda 21, a program of action, Conventions on Biological Diversity and Climate Change, and a Statement of Principles on Forests. The Indigenous Peoples Program of the Earth Council advocates for the inclusion and involvement of Native peoples in the implementation of these important agreements and for participation in the work of the Earth Council. We Aboriginal people in the past have not been very welcomed in most world forums. We have not had equal representation or serious opportunities to voice our concerns in global affairs, most of which directly affect our lands and communities. While most listeners to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices have heard about various United Nations so-called attention to Indigenous peoples, such as the UN Decade of Indigenous Peoples the Working Group on Indigenous Peoples, Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, for example, it is my opinion that tribal people still have little respect by governments of the world. It is my hope, and I'm sure of my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, our hope, that this neglect and disregard for indigenous peoples will soon be a thing of the past, an end to colonialism in all its forms. A major concern Beatrice and I share, especially after our many years of monitoring various United Nations agencies, conferences, and programs, is the fulfilling of the promise of Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, entitled Recognizing and Strengthening the Role of Indigenous People and Their Communities. At the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, world leaders began to recognize the knowledge of indigenous peoples and our cultural ways to protect the environment and to manage natural resources in a sustainable way. This is a gift Native peoples are willing to share if only our traditional cultural spiritual ways are respected and honored by the non-Native society who have seemed to have lost their reverence Mother Earth and all sacred life, or as we say in my language, Kinoantakwisin to all of our relations. We shall provide more information on Chapter 26 of the Earth Summit Agenda 21 later in this interview series. Before we get to my guest here, Beatrice Schultes, I wish to read the preamble from the Earth Charter Initiative draft. Preamble, quote, "We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations. It is now my very, very great honor to welcome Beatrice Schultes to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Well, hello to the listeners of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, and also hello to the listeners of Radio Peace International. My name is Beatrice Schultes. I'm a member of the International Advisory Board of Radio Peace International. I'm a Koja Indian. We are living in northern Argentina. Now I'm living here in Costa Rica.
Thank you. Beatrice, if you don't mind me asking, you've had a long career and concern for the well-being of Native peoples and Mother Earth, and in the Native American tradition that I come from, when we say all our relations, Kinoantakwisin in my language, all the people, we don't just mean the human beings, but we mean the animal and the plants, the waters, the insect people, the beautiful spirits that surround our life, all the relations. Can you explain a little bit for our audience your similar attitude and beliefs about loving and caring all sacred life?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is certainly true for us, all the indigenous tribes from Central and South America. We have a very strong relationship with our Mother Earth, which we consider the one who gives us the possibility to do everything we do. Actually, sometimes people don't realize that even to drive a car or to write a newspaper or even speak at the radio, we are doing it because Mother Earth gives us all the elements in order that we can do that.
Yes.
We are also considering, just like you said, that all living beings, animals, plants, insects, stones, minerals, are part of our life system, and they are our brothers and sisters. From them we learn a lot. Maybe even some of our own people need to relearn this aspect of things, that the little insects, the little animals, and the stones, the rocks, can teach us a lot of things.
Thank you. In North America, and to a certain extent, it makes me sad that some of our native nations have had many years of what in English I call colonialism, and as a result, some of our traditional ways are not as easily known among our people. I don't say they disappear, because I believe that the trees and the waters and Mother Earth are keepers of sacred understanding, and if one is respectful and offer prayer and serious, Mother Earth will speak to you, and you can learn that way. But as example, a lot of native nations up north, unfortunately, because the United States government, Canadian government, and their colonial attitudes have really prevented native people from continuing our cultural, spiritual way of life. Only recently, a resurgence of our traditional peoples being able to share knowledge with each other and among each other, at least up in what's now called North America. My language, we say Tuna Pasad Mano, the Great Turtle Island, seems to be, in many cases, in what's now called Central and South America, Mesoamerica, that many native nations, the people still are, I'm very happy to say, able to be very traditional and carry on their cultural ways. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah. For us, it's very sad sometimes to hear what those big monster countries can do to people and what they did to our relatives in the north, your people. Actually, if I may say, the same brutal powers are now doing the same to us by pushing our governments, forcing them to do things, sell land, exploit natural resources, and then damaging our people. I would say that those powerful countries, such as the one who did so much damage to you in the north, are still going on and doing it by almost strangling our countries and pushing them into do things which are destructive to us.
Yes.
Through all these processes, some of our tribes have practically lost a lot of their
cultural ways,
like, say, language and things like that. Some others are struggling very strongly to keep and maintain it. Still have a few tribes which maintain their social, political, religious, and cultural structures. But still, through education, even through media, through the national policy making and all that, all this is in danger at this moment. It is really a big concern for us, because since there are so many needs around our people and the other people living in some of our countries, hardly anybody is concerned about the survival of our traditional values.
Yes.
But, we do what we can in order to maintain it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another concern that I have, and I have the pleasure of knowing your involvement, is with what in English is called environment. And sometimes when I speak English, I have to laugh a little bit, because as indigenous peoples, we don't really separate things into categories and labels.
Yeah.
Our life is with Mother Earth, and our concerns for the water, fresh air, protection of land, and what in English is called endangered species, is just part of our everyday life and cosmology of loving Mother Earth. But in terms of the environment, and you are associated with an international environmental organization, an NGO called the Earth Council. I'm familiar with the Earth Council because I attended as a journalist the so-called United Nations. Sometimes I call it United Nonsense as a joke. The UN conference in Rio de Janeiro there, UNCED. There was an Indigenous Peoples Forum that was separate from the so-called official conference. I'm wondering if you might talk, please, about your work with the Earth Council, and in particular, your very, very important program, the Indigenous Peoples Program of Earth Council.
Actually, the Earth Council came to life after the Earth Summit, which you mentioned. At the Earth Summit, that was the first other UN forum where we saw that Indigenous people could participate.
Yes.
It was meant at the beginning that we would come in particular with the spiritual leaders, actually. Well, you know how it is when such a big forum is going to take place. The indigenous people ended up meeting in three different forums. Maybe you remember that there were three different forums.
Yes.
But that was okay. I think the important thing was that a lot of presence of indigenous people was there, even if we didn't have too much input in the results which came out of the actual conference. After that, a few organizations were created in order to follow up those agreements which were signed, and the Earth Council is one of them. And I guess we can say that we were fortunate enough that the person who was in those days the Secretary General of that conference,
Maurice Strong,
has created then the Earth Council, and he felt that it was important that indigenous people should continue to work on this issue, and that's how we came to develop that indigenous people program which we have in the Earth Council, which is giving us a lot of possibilities to express our opinions on issues like they call environmental development and
yes.
sustainable development,
yes.
but which for us is our life together with all
creation.
All creation. So it gave us this possibility to organize certain aspects of indigenous people's work.
One of the very special results of your work with the Earth Council you shared with me at Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing Gathering, I don't like the word conference, because when Native people come together, we have a powwow, a kiki powwow, that's a social and cultural appreciation for one another. It was a summary booklet of an international event you helped to organize, which brought together traditional Native spiritual spokespeople as part of the Earth Council Indigenous Program. Would you just mention that, please?
Yeah, well, what we contributed there is just a very little part of the whole coordination, and this was to make sure that a certain representation of the Central and South American indigenous people were present at that meeting. It was a very great experience. It was a very great experience because for most of the leaders who came with us, it was the first experience up in a country like in North America.
Yes.
In belonging to the earth. Maybe it was even their first experience with North American indigenous people. We were able to visit some of the tribes which were living in that area. So it was a very important learning moment for us.
Yes.
Fly to when every season's rolled into one. Hey kangaroo, where do you run to? Why, listen for the sound of the mammoth gun, the hunter's gun. Mother Nature keeps on crying tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? Long, long ago, in the dream time, our Mother Earth, she was beautiful and new. Then changes came to the landscape. Now there's cities, farms, and factories on you. There's a mess on you. Mother Nature keeps on crying tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? Oh,
children of tomorrow. I hope you find a better way to live, to a better day. Mother Nature keeps on crying tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Mother Nature keeps on crying tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die?
You are listening to Wolf Mountain Native American Radio, broadcast over Radio for Peace International. My guest is a very special person and friend of mine, Beatrice Schultes, an indigenous person, someone who I really learn a lot whenever I have an opportunity to visit with her. Beatrice, I'm going to also ask you to comment on the role of the University for Peace as part of the United Nations family, and it's here in Costa Rica. In fact, the radio station that we're at is located geographically on the international ground of the UN, the University for Peace. Do you hope that the UPAS will have a program in the future to help the voice of Native peoples to be heard? Because my feelings are Native people all over the world, we have a special relationship to Mother Earth. We're caretakers of our relation. As far as education is concerned, I think the world needs to be educated from Indigenous people's voices. I don't think Native people necessarily need to be so-called educated. Mm-hmm. It's the other way around. Mm-hmm. As an international institution for education, I would hope UPAS would be a vehicle that Native spokespeople, Native educators is the term I use, would be able to be heard more, because really the so-called dominant culture, the Euro-industrial mind, is the one that needs to be re-educated by the spiritual and cultural understanding of indigenous peoples. Do you mind talking about that potential?
Yes, but first of all I would like to thank for your kind words and tell you that we all learn from each other. I'm always very glad to have little chats with you because we learn from each other a
lot.
Thank
you.
Well, in relation of UPAS, as you know, the UPAS is actually the short word for University of Peace, which is used around here. It's in the process of being restructured at this time.
Yes.
It used to have a program for indigenous people in the past. Was discontinued. Now, the Earth Council is planning to join somehow and collaborate together with the University of Peace in the future. And it is to hope we will be able to have some input also as indigenous people in the University of Peace. Mainly because I think that within our philosophies and within our prophecies, within our teachings, our people have a lot of components which are very, very important and could be very useful to general decision making
which goes
towards peace. Yes.
Yes.
So I think we will try to continue to have talks with the future leaders of the University of Peace and make sure that this is not forgotten. But like always, we will have to push, you know.
Yes.
You know how it is.
I certainly hope that and pray that, although mm-hmm. in all honesty, and this is my own personal opinion, indigenous peoples really is never on anyone else's agenda. I have hope that the current University for Peace staff will be more respectful to indigenous peoples. One of the I guess you could call him in English one of the officers in charge, Dr. Brodowski, was at one point in time in his career, if I remember correctly, Director General of the International Union for the Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, what's called IUCN in Switzerland. Going back in 1986, the International Indian Treaty Council tried to meet with IUCN when they came out with the World Conservation Strategy, in addition to the UN Environment Program and World Wildlife Fund, because even though that World Conservation Strategy was an interesting environmental summary of some of the international ecological issues facing the planet, facing Mother Earth, like so many so-called environmental documents, there was no consideration or mention of indigenous peoples. And personally, I had the honor as a younger native biologist and journalist to accompany a delegation from the International Indian Treaty Council in the name of Bill Wapapa, Madonna Thunderhawk, and Ed Bernstick to a IUCN UN Environment Program World Wildlife Forum. It's one of those times that have made me continue to do the work I do as an educator and spokesperson for Mother Earth. So I wanted to mention that this is by no means a so-called new subject with us. In fact, the subject of having indigenous people's voices be heard and protecting Mother Earth is as old as the first landing of Columbus. Sometimes I'm a little silly, and I excuse my humor, but sometimes it's important to have a little bit of humor with these situations that are so serious. Beatrice, I'm going to ask you to please share with our listeners some personal thoughts you may have about sharing spiritual teachings. I have to be very careful because whenever I speak in public and on the radio, I always make it very well known and clear that I'm by no means a medicine person or a spiritual spokesperson. I consider myself in many ways just to be a young Native American ecologist and journalist, and I speak on the environment, but I don't really share because I'm not authorized or qualified to speak about spiritual matters. As we were saying, in terms of sharing the voice of indigenous peoples throughout the world, our cultures have a very deep spiritual way of life, and some of the things that are happening to Mother Earth at this time and happening to human beings as well as our other relations were known and are known by our spiritual elders and were forecasted, such as what we call in English prophecies. Up north, some of the Native nations, you might have heard some of the announcements from Hopi, some of the Six Nations, Haudenosaunee, commonly called Iroquois, Seneca, Oneida, Onondaga, Tuscarora, Mohawk, some of the teachings of Daganoweda and the Great Law of Peace and the prophecies are coming to pass. There was a time that our elders told us that the rivers would catch on fire and fish would be dead and the great beautiful maple leaf trees would be dying, one of our important relatives. Many, many things that I really, like I say, am not qualified to speak about, but am aware that our elders want to share some of these things. And what's now called Mesoamerica in English, perhaps the correct word is Abiala, you can correct me on that. Would you mind talking on a personal note about some of the ancient prophecies from south of the border?
Yeah, I guess the name Abiyala we have adopted, all of us, a little bit. That's a Kuna name for the whole continent. And it has been adopted and is being used. Now, in terms of our spirituality or our practices, in our part of the region, many keep it still very secret. Like some people say that we are not supposed to show our ceremonies to other people. We are not supposed to take our ceremonies to other latitudes also. I can eventually tell you that some of the prophecies you mentioned, which you have in the north, are quite similar around here. For example, my people in the Andean region, there is a very, very specific one which talks about it, which is called about the time of Pachacuti, where the time of the light will come, and which I just the other day I read a misinterpretation of it, where somebody was interpreting it like the world will be upside down, but it's not really the way we are looking into it. It's just the whole period of cleansing, which will take place at that moment, which we believe is already in process. grading process and then a lot of things which we see that nature is doing in order to cleanse herself shows that very clearly.
Yes.
There are also other prophecies about in this period of time also which talk about how the different races which are living on this earth will go back into what they were supposed to do at the beginning and live in harmony. Like that each race has a certain purpose on the face of our Mother Earth. And of course during the last couple of centuries, I think, or more than the last couple of centuries, long period of time, something went really wrong.
Yes.
And this has to be restored.
Yes.
And it will be restored, but a lot of damage will happen in that process, of course.
Yes.
So these are some of the things I guess I can say. Most of the prophecies talk about the disasters which are going to come. Also, we know pretty for sure that a lot of false spiritual leaders also will appear and try to fool people. That's a very difficult one. That's a very difficult one to deal with. Well, I guess that's some of the things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wakandam kaya Onshimalayo yo yo Wichane Shonkuayo yo yo Wichane Shonkuane hey anne yo we hey anne yo we hey anne Wakantanka on Shimalaya Wichane Shonku Ayo Wakantanka on Shimala Wichane Shonku Ayo Hey Anna, hey Anne, oh 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 Echetuelo, Echetuelo, this is good. Peace to your journey, love and light to your path. One in spirit, journey well, I hope.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yadkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yadkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yadkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yadkidichi's Kinonwatakwisi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yadkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yadkidichi Native Center, write to Yadkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yadkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakwisin, to all of our relations.
The song you heard prior to our Yadkidichi Native Center program identification was entitled One in Spirit by Jesse Kalau. Early in the program, we featured Aborigine singer-songwriter Johnny Huckle sharing his song, Is Mother Earth Going to Die? My guest today has been Koja Indian Beatrice Schultes, an internationally respected Indigenous leader who has been working for the well-being of Mother Earth and the rights of Indigenous peoples, women, and children for many years. I first met Beatrice at the historic 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment Development, UNCED, more commonly known as the Rio Earth Summit, which I was covering as a Native journalist. Beatrice was UNCED's Indigenous Peoples Program Advisor. She served as a liaison between UNCED and the Indigenous Peoples Earth Charter Carioca Summit that took place nearby the Rio Intergovernmental Summit. With the creation of the NGO Earth Council, Earth Charter, Beatrice became director of the Earth Council's Indigenous Peoples Program, trying to further promote the voice, knowledge, and wisdoms of Indigenous peoples within the worldwide Earth Charter movement. I had the pleasure to be a special advisor to Beatrice and the Earth Charter Indigenous Peoples Program during the years it was in existence. Now, in 2006, the Earth Charter Initiative is undergoing reorganization. We hope the Secretariat will have the wisdom and vision to reestablish the important Indigenous Peoples Program and seriously support Indigenous Peoples' full consultation and participation in the Earth Charter. This is an important issue to Yadkidichi Native Center, which we continue to fight for. The Earth Charter, a declaration of fundamental principles for building a just, sustainable, and peaceful global society in the 21st century, is an Earth ethic we all need to support. The Earth Charter's vision is similar to the traditional Indigenous philosophy of having reverence for all life and concern for the well-being of all life unto seven generations into the future. Yadkinishi Native Center has supported the Earth Charter since its inception. We continue to advocate its values and principles as highlighted in the following four topics. 1. Respect and care for the community of life. 2. Ecological integrity. 3. Social and economic justice. 4. Democracy, nonviolence, and peace. I urge all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about the Earth Charter and become active in the Worldwide Earth Charter Initiative. Their website is www.earthcharter.org. Once again, the Earth Charter Initiative website, www.earthcharter.org. I also urge and request all of our worldwide listeners to write the Earth Charter Initiative Secretariat in order to request the reestablishment and serious support of an Indigenous Peoples program within the Earth Charter. Listeners can send an email letter at info@earthcharter.org. Again, listeners can send an email letter of support for an Indigenous Peoples program at info@earthcharter.org. Listeners can also write the Earth Charter Secretariat at Earth Charter Secretariat, University for Peace, P.O. Box 138-6100, San Jose, Costa Rica, Central America. Once again, listeners can also write to Earth Charter International Secretariat at Earth Charter Secretariat, University for Peace, P.O. Box 138-6100, San Jose, Costa Rica, Central America. In the remaining time we have left for today's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, I want to read the Earth Charter Preamble. The Earth Charter Preamble quote, "We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family in one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations. Earth, our home. Humanity is part of a vast, evolving universe. Earth, our home, is alive with a unique community of life. The forces of nature make existence a demanding and uncertain adventure, but Earth has provided the conditions essential to life's evolution. The resilience of the community of life and the well-being of humanity depend upon preserving a healthy biosphere with all its ecological systems, a rich variety of plants and animals, fertile soils, pure waters, and clean air. The global environment, with its finite resources, is a common concern of all peoples. The protection of Earth's vitality, diversity, and beauty is a sacred trust. The global situation. The dominant patterns of production and consumption are causing environmental devastation, the depletion of resources, and the massive extinction of species. Communities are being undermined. The benefits of development are not shared equitably, and the gap between rich and poor is widening. Injustice, poverty, ignorance, and violent conflict are widespread and the cause of great suffering. An unprecedented rise in human population has overburdened ecological and social systems. The foundations of global security are threatened. These trends are perilous, but not inevitable. The challenges ahead. The choice is ours. Form a global partnership to care for Earth and one another, or risk the destruction of ourselves and the diversity of life. Fundamental changes are needed in our values, institutions, and ways of living. We must realize that when basic needs have been met, human development is primarily about being more, not having more. We have the knowledge and technology to provide for all and to reduce our impacts on the environment. The emergence of a global civil society is creating new opportunities to build a democratic and humane world. Our environmental, economic, political, social, and spiritual challenges are interconnected, and together we can forge inclusive solutions. Universal responsibility. To realize these aspirations, we must decide to live with a sense of universal responsibility, identifying ourselves with the whole Earth community as well as our local communities. We are at once citizens of different nations and of one world in which the local and global are linked. Everyone shares responsibility for the present and future well-being of the human family and the larger living world. The spirit of human solidarity and kinship with all life is strengthened when we live with reverence for the mystery of being, gratitude for the gift of life, and the humility regarding the human place in nature. We urgently need a shared vision of basic values to provide an ethical foundation for the emerging world community. Therefore, together, in hope, we affirm the following interdependent principles for a sustainable way of life as a common standard by which the conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, governments, and transnational institutions is to be guided and assessed, unquote. And that was the preamble from the Earth Charter. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. We shall conclude with an honoring song from the Southern Cree Drum, from their Thunder and Lightning Cree Powwow Songs from Canyon Records CD. The name of the honoring song is Buffalo Spirit. Until next week for Program 2 with my interview with Beatrice Schultes, I thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, kinawantakwasin to all of our relations.